Bardan from Oakley. This is the Rorschach Serbia update from the 17th of February, 2026. A quick summary of what's going down in Serbia. On Sunday the 15th, students marked Serbian Statehood Day with protests in the town of Kragujevac and the Orasic village in the central region. Aside from celebrating Statehood Day, the protests are also an homage to last year's Statehood Day protest, the first large student protest since the faculty blockades began. Kragujevac is also the town where the country founded its first constitution. On Sunday, students demanded early parliamentary elections and accountability for the deaths of 16 people as a result of the canopy collapse incident in the northern city of Novi Sad that took place November 2024. Protesters gave speeches highlighting the importance of the rule of law and the independence of Serbia's institutions from the regime. In more demonstrations, on Monday the 16th, students in Novi Sad held a protest against corruption in the country, which led to clashes with government supporters. The demonstration coincided with the arrival of officials from the ruling Serbian Progressive Party, or SNS, to celebrate the 200th anniversary of the founding of Matica Srpska, the oldest Serbian language national institution. Students protested the presence of the SNS officials in the city where this tragedy struck in November 2024, and also the lack of prosecutions in the case. But SNS supporters lined up to defend their idols, attacking and injuring at least three students. Witnesses at the protest said that the police intervened after the attacks, separating the two groups. Unfortunately, we have more protests to report on as citizens of the western town of Čačak gathered Friday the 13th in light of the deaths of two patients at the city hospital. Sadly, a 4-year-old girl and a 38-year-old man died while undergoing tonsil surgery. Citizens demanded transparency about the two cases, calling on the government to determine the reasons behind the two deaths and arrest those responsible. The protesters highlighted the fact that tonsil surgery is a routine operation with a mortality rate of 0.007%, assuming that the reason behind the two deaths is incompetent surgeons and a lack of care. Serbian farmers also have a reason to protest. Their years-long struggle with the government over funding for the agriculture sector. They began their protest on Wednesday the 11th in the western towns of Čačak and Kraljevo, where milk farmers spilled a ton of milk and blocked the roads with tractors. Their demands were for the government to stop the import of all agricultural products into Serbia and to commit to buying up existing surpluses in commodity reserves to regulate the milk and meat market. Going back to Statehood Day, to celebrate it, the government held a ceremony on Sunday the 15th, where President Vučić awarded state decorations to various figures, from the Hungarian Prime Minister to a pro-government singer. The purpose of the awards is to honor those who contributed to Serbia. Among the decorated individuals were conservative politicians from Hungary, Austria, and the Republic of Srpska. Vučić awarded the police intervention unit, which was complicit in the many assaults on student protesters over the past year, as well as the father of one of the victims of the canopy collapse tragedy, who supported the SNS. Social media was flooded with comments about how Vučić turned the Statehood Day into a circus, honoring those who broke the law on the day celebrating the Constitution. Meanwhile, the European Parliament's Foreign Affairs Committee published a report last week on the political environment in Serbia after its visit in January. In the report, they branded the state of the political scene as polarizing, noting that the ruling party officials did not meet with them, while the opposing party officials called for the EU to sanction the ruling officials. Aside from the political figures, the Foreign Affairs Committee MEPs met with students, civil society members, and journalists. The MEPs expressed their concerns about media darkness, the recent judicial reforms, and election integrity. They concluded the report by calling the government to be more transparent, urging accountability for the Novi Sad railway station tragedy, as well as adherence to the rule of law. On that note about media darkness, Media Freedom Rapid Response, or MFRR, a European mechanism for tracking press violations, joined a group of media freedom organizations that are seeking answers about the recent cyber attacks on Serbian media outlets. Recall that in January, there were at least a dozen coordinated bot attacks on various social media profiles, including Instagram accounts of news outlets Nova, Radar, N1, as well as several profiles connected to student-led faculty blockades, leading to their shutdown. Even though Instagram restored the accounts soon after, the account holders were left to wonder who was attacking them. In response to the lack of efforts to find the organizers of the attack, the MFRR and other media freedom organizations demanded information from Meta, the owner of Instagram, about the details of the cyber attacks. In some news about foreign relations, President Vučić expressed concern about the recent cooperation deal in defense and security between Croatia, Albania, and Kosovo, implying that it could be a threat to Serbia. Officials from the three cooperating countries said that the deal aims to promote stability, adding that it will not endanger anyone. Vučić, however, assured Serbian citizens that his government will, quote, react accordingly, end quote, to the news about the deal, but didn't give out any details. In a new opinion piece in Serbian titled St. Sava Against the University, Aleksej Kišuhas, a sociologist and a professor at the Faculty of Philosophy in Novi Sad, wrote about the questionable role of St. Sava as a symbol of education among students. He said that at a student protest last month celebrating St. Sava Day, called Knowledge is Power, students praised St. Sava as an educator instead of a religious figure. Kišuhas noted that while St. Sava established church independence and a medieval legal code, he did not promote secular knowledge or universities. Kišuhas concluded that students should be wiser when choosing symbols to promote education and knowledge, adding that St. Sava deserves respect as a historical figure, but not as a symbol of secular enlightenment. In some energy news, the Serbian state-owned energy company NIS, which is currently under U.S. sanctions, has requested that the U.S. Treasury extend its operating license beyond the 20th of February, when the current license expires. NIS is requiring a waiver as it's working on ownership change with both Russia's Gazprom, which currently owns more than half of NIS's stakes, and Hungary's MOL, which is set to acquire those stakes from Russia. Recall that the U.S. sanctioned NIS in January of 2025 and implemented the sanctions in October because of NIS's major Russian ownership. They demand that NIS completely remove Russian owners from its stakes. While Hungary will help Serbia in lifting the sanctions from its main energy company, Azerbaijan has offered Serbia a new deal to reduce its gas dependence on Russia. The government of Azerbaijan has proposed a contract to Serbia which would allow the country to purchase up to 2 million cubic meters per day. Aside from this proposal, the Azerbaijani government is also planning to fund the construction of a gas power plant in the southern city of Niš in an effort to boost energy production. Closing with some cultural news, Belgrade's MTS Hall is hosting the Gala Concert of Children's Philharmonic under the slogan, Where Music Begins, on the 22nd of February. The program will feature music from classical composers, but also from popular contemporary artists and jazz musicians. Tickets are available at the MTS Hall's box office and website, and their prices range from 1,600 dinars, around $16, to 3,300 dinars, about $30. For more information about the gala concert, check out the link in the show notes. And that's it for this week. Thank you for joining us. For those of you who may want to find out if we get any of these updates going again, go to our website at rorschach.com/updates. It's also in the show notes. There, you can give us your email address and we'll let you know if anything changes. And of course, you can always just send us an email to info@rorschach.com and let us know how to keep you informed. But most of all, thanks for the outpouring of support. Vidamo se.